Hi y'all, it's Curious Raven. This is another true crime murder story. This one is an international story from Australia. When I read or heard this story, first I thought it was just about, you know, a young girl getting murdered, and there was suspicious activity around it, but when the story unfolded, it disgusted me. I just could not believe it. It was truly out of a horror film. Like, you would think it was a movie. Me, I like to watch a lot of 60 Minutes. Especially Australia. I think it's a girl's accent that I like. But, well, let's get on with it. This is a very sad story. A lot of lying, a lot of backstabbing, and about a little girl that did not deserve to die at the hands of her adopted family. Her name is Tiali Palmer. Her mother is Cindy Palmer, and there are four people that are in her adopted family. Rick is one of them. He would be the adopted father. Trent and Josh are the adopted brother, like her brothers. And then her adopted mother's name is Jolene. I wanted to go ahead and put out all the names, so when I talk about them, you know who they are. Okay, and I'll kind of remind you as well. This happened in Australia, like I said. They call Tiali Tia, so if you hear me say Tia, I am talking about the victim. The perpetrators are mainly Rick, but also the adopted family as well. Cindy, the mom, let me give you some backstory. Was younger, and she was in an abusive relationship, and it was so bad that she was afraid that she would wake up dead, or her daughter would wake up dead. So she did what any parent would do, give her daughter a better life. Well, that's what she thought she was doing. She went ahead and contacted an adoption agency and told them, until I can get my life right and away from this toxic relationship, I want someone else to take care of my daughter better than I can at the moment. So she put Tia into a foster care. But she was involved still in her life. She would talk frequently to the adopted parents and her daughter. So it wasn't like she just left. But she did struggle because after her abusive relationship, she kind of just went downhill. She started doing drugs, and she was devastated after putting her daughter up for adoption. She just couldn't live with herself, and so she went downhill, like I said. She loved her daughter very much. It wasn't that she was a bad mom. She was trying to be a good mom. Cindy said that when she first talked to Rick, the adopted father, about adopting her child, she said Rick told her that when he was younger, he used to be in gangs and run prostitution rings. And she just felt really weird about it. She said he was really weird. And the adoption agency said, hey, look, these people, they run a daycare out of their home. There's never been any issues with them. They have adopted before, and they have money, and they're stable. And they would give Tia a good home. Tia was 7 years old when she went into foster care, and she started living with Rick and her adopted family. She was only 12 years old on October 30th, 2015, when she was murdered. Her remains were found 6 days later. Tia had troubling instances where she would run away, but, you know, they would find her within 2 hours, or she would come back within 2 hours. I mean, in my opinion, she was unhappy and didn't want to be there with those people. The whole story goes is that Trent, he was 18 at the time, and Tia was only 12. Something that happened between him and Tia. He says that he feels bad about it, that it wasn't supposed to happen, and he opened up to a friend on Facebook that he had sex with Tia, and he didn't know what to do. He was scared someone will find out about it, and he would end up going to jail. So this friend, eventually, Trent would tell his mom, Jolene, about it, and unfortunately, his dad, Rick, found out about it, and his dad, Rick, was very scared for his son, did not want his son to go to jail, and I guess the best way he thought to handle it would be to kill Tia, this little innocent girl. In my conclusion, she was raped, molested. Trent would say that his father told him that him, Josh, and Jolene did not need to be in the house on Friday the 30th, 2015, that October. They didn't really ask any questions. Rick has always been a very controlling asshole, and his family, to be frankly, was scared of him. So they just did what he said. He would eventually tell Josh, his youngest, that the less they knew, the better it would be, and the less that they could tell police. Well, when the family came home that Friday night, he just told them, the issue has been dealt with. And Josh was like, where's Tia? And he would turn to the family and say, look, Tia is gone now, and I think you know what that means. And then this family would just go on living like normal. You know, I know that the boys felt sick. They felt trapped. They felt like something really bad was hanging over their head, and none of them knew what Rick did to Tia or how he killed her. But eventually, like I said, Trent got on Facebook and just let it all out. His suspicions to a friend. The friend would go off and actually tip off police about what Trent said. But 6 days after Tia's murder, they found her on a bank around the Pompama River. She was naked. All she had on was little underwear that was halfway pulled down. After 7 days being in the water, they said that she was badly decomposed. The coroner could not figure out what her death was or how she died. It's really disgusting to me because this river is where they would dump trash. And just to know that he dumped that little girl there like she was a bag of trash is just the most inhuman thing that someone can do. A psychopath. They looked at all. The police started the investigation and they looked at like 350 sex offenders in the area and they interviewed them, but no one stuck out to them. What was more disgusting is that Rick and his family, they went to Tia's funeral and Rick actually carried the coffin and acted so upset and hurt and freaking out. And the other family, they acted upset, crying, sad, when they all knew that she was dead 7 days earlier. And especially Rick. And the police was like, why is he acting like this? This is not completely normal behavior. His story was, the day that Tia went missing, when they started questioning him, was that he drove her to her high school and dropped her off. Well, they caught him on CCTV footage from the time that he left his house and supposedly dropped off Tia. And then he was spotted on the next CCTV camera. There were no minutes that he could actually stop and dropped her off. So he just mainly passed the high school. And then they saw him go and pick up some parts from a store and then he went home. Oh, I forgot this part, y'all. This is a good one. Remember I said earlier that Trent confessed to his dad that he had sex with Tia? Well, I left the part out where he thought that she was pregnant. And I am sure that is what mainly hit the nail in the coffin. No way anyone could find out that Trent practically molested and raped this little girl. And now she is pregnant with his child. You know, the cops, they bugged the house and they heard them talking about it. And that's when they decided to investigate Trent and his family. Eventually, Jolene and Trent felt so guilty, they actually went to the police and they just cracked and said, yes, in court we lied. In court, because they were in court for about 11 months and they said that they lied about everything and that on the stand. And what gets me is that even though they're under investigation, they still had their daycare operational. How is that possible? You are in an investigation about a young teen, not even teen. A child going missing under your care, and you still are able to operate your daycare, putting other children at risk? I mean, at least until they know that you're not guilty. But guess what? They were guilty. They were all in on it. The night that Rick decided to dump Tia's body at the river, he actually went out of his way not to be on camera. He avoided the streets that had red lights and had cameras. He went the back way, supposedly. The point is that this was a very bad case. I mean, just think of trying to give your kid a better life and then They're supposed to be with someone that the system can trust. And Trent, their 18-year-old, would take advantage of Tia, probably got her pregnant, and the whole family had a meeting and decided, well, let Dad take care of it. He'll make this go away. Because Rick was so scared that something would happen to his son, that he'd go to jail. Well, he should have went to jail. I mean, dang, he had sex with an underage girl, took advantage, and that just bothers me so much. You know, this is my opinion, but how Tia's body was found. I really do think that he had sex before he killed her. This is Rick, the old man, having sex with the young girl because they found her naked and her panties pulled down. I mean, why else would she be like that? Trent was charged with incest, perjury, and 17 months in jail. Josh and Jolene went to jail for perjury because they lied on the stand. It was baffling. Rick was so shocked that he got arrested because he didn't think that his family would go turn him in, that he did something to Tia. And it just really got to them. Yeah, they're shitty people. Yeah, they shouldn't have went ahead and lived their life on acting like this little girl wasn't dead and they didn't know it. But I do say they were scared of Rick. And I mean, at least they came out with the truth a little bit later. At least. Tia's mom, Cindy, she got her life together. And she had three other kids. People blamed her for Tia's death. And she said that she does carry some guilt. But she said she did not kill Tia, and that's the truth. She feels that if none of the things happened to her and she didn't have to put Tia up for adoption, this would have never happened. But at that time, she really did think that Tia was safe and better with the Thornburns. But like she says, I did not personally kill my daughter, and she is heartbroken. She wanted them to be a family again. This one is a little on the sad side. I just don't know what else to say about this story. It's just really sad. I don't have really any advice to give anybody. Just know that there are true monsters. Maybe one day I'll get on here and tell you the stories of the murderers in the prison. Because I know some other stories and they're really messed up. Really fucked up. Also, Rick did plead guilty to Tia's murder at the Supreme Court in 2018. It took that long. He was then sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole for at least 20 years. But until this day, he supposedly denies that he did anything to her. And yes, Rick did try, keyword, try, to commit suicide with pills. That monster was trying to get the easy way out. He is vile. That's all I have to say about this story. So please tune in to next Friday for the next true crime. I'm not sure what story I'm going to do. I have some lined up, I just haven't picked one. Let me know if there's anything you want to hear or anything you want me to cover in that kind of true crime, mystery, weird stories. Just leave a comment and I will look into it, especially if you've heard any murders or mysteries or unsolved cases that interest you and you would think that it would be cool to find some more information because I can dig for it. Just let me know. Alright, well, please go like and subscribe to my channel and I will see y'all soon. Remember, it's scary out there.